Long day. No, poor baby. That's okay. I'm gonna make you feel all better. Now, before we begin, I'm gonna go over a few things. And as I do, I want you to walk around your room while you listen to me. And keep your lights on and your door open. I'm also gonna recommend that you listen to this after 3 or 4 days of not having touched yourself. Excited? I bet you are. You have no idea what you're in for, do you? Oh, don't be scared. That comes later. Now I need you to get some stuff ready. You're gonna need a napkin, a handkerchief, a bed sheet, and a nylon cord. I bet you're wondering what I'm going to make you do with all these things, huh? Good. Let me ask you something. Do you remember the first time that you ever masturbated? I know you do. Now, I need you to go get some pictures of that person ready. A few clothed and a few where she's showing skin. You can see it in your head, can't you? The first time you did. Who you did it to, how it felt. Are you hard now? Like, rock hard? Is your dick straining against those tight pants? Uncomfortable. Is your dick just getting harder and harder with each passing second? If you don't have an erection as of this moment, then I want you to turn this off, delete the pictures, and go to sleep. If you're hard, you can continue with me. You can pause here until you finish downloading all the pictures. I just hope nobody sees you like this, walking around with that massive erection in your pants. You ready? Good. Now go over and turn off your lights and shut your door. But don't lock it. Wait. Actually, I think I want you to leave it slightly ajar. Yeah. What? You're afraid someone will walk in on you? A little fear makes things more exciting, don't you think? Now go get in bed. I want you to lie on your back. And forget about your cock for a moment. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. Good. I need you to get soft. All soft. Relax. I know. The more you think about it, the harder it gets. So let's try something else. I'm going to count from 1 to 60. And with every number, you have to inhale and then exhale on the next. So let's practice. For example, inhale on 1, exhale on 2, inhale on 3, exhale on 4. Got it? And with each breath, I want you to picture the air rushing in and out of your lungs. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 20. 21. 22. 23. 24. 25. 26. 27. 28. 29. 30. 31. 32. 33. 34. 35. 36. 37. 38. 39. 40. 41. 42. 43. 44. 45. 46. 47. 48. 49. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. All nice and calm? Perfect. Perfect. Now cover yourself up with a blanket. No, not a blanket. A bed sheet. Something thin. And take your pants off. You heard me. Take them off. Your underwear too. No, wait, wait. I want you to leave your underwear around your ankles. Good boy. Now I'm going to talk to you for a bit, and I only have one rule. Do not come. Understood? One more time. Do not come. Get yourself hard. You can use one finger, and I'm going to give you 20 seconds. 20. 19. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, Five, four, three, two, one. Time's up. Are you hard? If not, I want you to turn this off. Try again tomorrow. If you are, if you're still with me, I want you to take that nylon cord and I want you to wrap it around your cock and balls. Tight. Loop it around and around. Make it nice and snug. Take your time. Around and around. I want those balls pulled and the base of that cock tied up tight. Oh, does it hurt? It does. Good. Good. Now, take your handkerchief and wrap it around that hard cock of yours, around and around. And I want you to make sure the head is tightly wrapped shut. I want that tip sealed. Is that understood? I don't want anything leaking out. I don't want you making a fucking mess. Are you scared? You should be. Because if you prematurely ejaculate, well, let's just say it's not going to be pleasant for you. Not like this. You see, That cord wrapped around your cock is going to make sure you don't go soft. But being that tightly wrapped around your balls, it's going to make it a bit difficult for that cum to empty from those balls of yours. It's still going to happen, but it's going to be a little intense. And that's why we have the handkerchief wrapped around your cock. We don't want any cum spilling out now, do we? Now, even that handkerchief, it's not going to be able to fully stop you from ejaculating, but it's going to slow down the process. Your cum is going to soak that handkerchief, it's going to pass through, and you're going to pray for your balls to simply stop emptying. And I'm going to laugh. Your brain is going to melt as it tries to process the simultaneous pain and pleasure that's erupting from in between your legs. It's going to take quite a while for you to finish coming. And if you prematurely ejaculate, then you turn this off and you listen to the punishment audio tomorrow. So seriously, try not to blow that load, okay? I'm telling you this for your own good. Shall we begin? Everything all tied up, all sealed. You're ready? Excellent. Good boy. Form a ring with the two fingers and your thumb and hold the base of your cock. As you listen, I want you to make your cock clench and throb. Make that cock head bulge. I want you to keep tensing and releasing until I give you permission to relax. Got it? I want you rock hard, and I want you fucking throbbing. Let's take a trip down memory lane, shall we? Take out a picture, one where she's clothed. I want you to just look at her. Do you remember what it felt like? What it felt like the first time that you saw her? That pretty face, that gorgeous body. Your face, the way it blushed. Your breath, the way it quickened. Your heart starting to pound. You can barely think. Tingles just running down your spine, down your chest. As you look at her chest, your penis just starting to inflate. And I bet you had no idea what was happening. But you liked it, didn't you? Staring at her as your cock got harder and harder. Excitement coursing through your veins as you took your pants off to free that raging monster between your legs. That sensation when you touched it for the very first time. The way it jumped. Waves of pleasure that you didn't even know you had in you. And it was her. It was her making you so uncomfortably, uncontrollably stiff. And there was nothing you could do about it. Your cock just pointed straight up at your face, bouncing up and down, begging to be grabbed. And that feeling when you finally wrapped your fingers around that swollen dick, and started beating it in your hand, and just pounding your fist, and when you finally slowly moved your hand up and down your rigid cock, the pleasure rippling through your body. As you slowly took your soft hands, just grazed them against your erection, it was hard as granite, wasn't it? And you looked at her, and pictured her, slowly taking off her clothes. And I bet you masturbated faster as you imagined her naked and lying on top of you, her soft breast, moving your hand down her back, and just grabbing her soft ass and squeezing it as your stiff cock fucking throbs inside her. Your breath quickening up, her breast bouncing up and down, slapping against her chest. She arches her back, her eyes roll into the back of her skull, her head drops back, her ass slapping against your balls as she fucks your huge, throbbing cock. She feels your balls just about to burst. You squeeze her ass and hold on to it for dear life. Or would you rather her be on all fours, with her face down? Her ass up, fucking her from behind, her soft ass pressing against you as you hump her her brains out, running your hand up her back, up her neck, grabbing her hair, pulling her towards you, her back pressed against your chest, fucking her faster. She moans uncontrollably, and you grab her soft breast to keep her from bouncing, squeezing them as she starts humping you back, pounding her soft ass into your balls. You push her back down and slap her ass. Oh, she whimpers in pain. You spank her again, harder this time as she whimpers and begs you to stop. You hump her like a bitch in heat, spanking her again and again as you watch her ass jiggle with every strike. She starts to sob, begging you to stop. You grab her neck and press her down, pushing her face into the bed, muffling her cries. Her nipples are hard. You know she likes it. Did you ever imagine what it would be like if it were her hand on your dick? Her nimble fingers delicately wrapping around your beating erection. As she gets down on her knees and starts stroking your enormous cock with her little hand, going faster and faster as you gently place your finger underneath her chin, tilt her head up and make her look at you, those adorable puppy dog eyes staring at you like an innocent little girl. She gets you off, getting closer and closer to the brink as you try to hold on to keep your raging cock from exploding all over her innocent little face, gently slapping her to make her open her mouth and stick out her tongue, looking up at you, anticipating the moment when white hot cum will shoot out of the end of your dick, hitting the back of her throat as she chokes on it. Don't shoot, not yet. Just take your hand and stroke down slowly, all the way from the tip to the base of your shaft, and back up again, slowly. Keep going. What's that? Your clothes. Oh, it would hurt so much if you came right now. Please? Please what? Please go faster? No? Oh, you want to stop? Beg me. Is that all you got? All right, stop. All right, poor baby. Take off the cord and the handkerchief too. I don't care if you haven't completely backed off the edge yet. That's your problem. Try not to come. Because you really don't want to know what's in the punishment audio. You don't. But take it off, quickly. All free now? Good. I guess you've earned a chance for a reward with just one finger and without touching the head. You can try to make yourself come. You have 7 seconds. Go. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop. Hands off that cock. Oh, is your poor cock throbbing and jumping? If you manage to come, you can turn this off. You can be done. You can go to bed. Although if you didn't come, then I guess the punishment's in order. That's fair enough, don't you think? Seeing how you failed your task. Take your hand, place it over your balls. That's right, you know what's coming next. Seeing how I gave you 7 seconds, I think 7 slaps seem fair. All right, here we go. 1. Ouch. 2. Harder. 3. Oh, I said harder. 4. You're not listening. Start over. We're gonna do this as many times as it takes you to fucking listen and get it right. 1. That's it. 2. 3. Oh, poor baby. Four. I love how your body jumps with each strike. Five. Whimpering, my poor little puppy. Are those tears in your eyes? Do you want me to stop? Suck it up. Five. Again. Six. Oh, was that seven? Was it eight? That's not fair. You're telling me that's not fair? Hold your breath. No, don't take a deep breath. Just hold your breath. You heard me. Start squeezing your balls. You're not allowed to breathe until I give you permission. Now let me explain something, you little bitch. You don't get to tell me what's not fair. You don't get to complain. In fact, you don't get to say anything. You're not in charge here. I am. You're my little puppy, and I get to abuse you however I want. So the only sounds allowed to escape that fucking throat of yours better be grunts and moans. Is that clear? Nod your fucking head. Good. Does your chest hurt yet? Is your throat on fire? Is your body starting to convulse? Do you want me to stop choking you? Those eyes of yours, so much fear, so much desperation. Breathe. Breathe. You can stop squeezing. If there's any cum, you can wipe it off. Grab your handkerchief. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? And we're just getting started. Take that handkerchief and tie it around your neck. Don't choke yourself. Make sure you're able to breathe, but I want it snug. I repeat, tight, but you can breathe. Is your heart beating even faster? Excited? All tied up? Good. Good boy. Do you feel that pressure in your head? Like your eyes are gonna pop? I love how you look right now. Like a little puppy with a collar around its neck. Now I know what you want to do. You want to stroke that beautiful, stiff cock of yours, don't you? Guess what? I'm gonna let you. In a few moments, I'm going to let you stroke however you want, using your whole hand. In fact, you can even try to come. If you manage to come, you can turn this off. No punishment, obviously. Sound fun? Here's the catch. You may only stroke when your dick is soft. That's right, you heard me. You can only stroke when your cock is limp and soft. As soon as it gets stiff, you're going to take your hand off until you go completely soft and limp again. It goes without saying that you're allowed to come only when you're limp. If you ejaculate when you're hard, then listen to the punishment audio tomorrow. If you manage to come while soft or hard, then turn off the recording once you finish ejaculating. Oh, and while you're doing that, look at photos of her while she's showing some skin. That should make things a little harder. And to make things even more interesting, I'm going to moan while you attempt to make yourself come. I warn you, it's going to get more difficult and more intense as you try to reach the end of your time limit. And no, I'm not going to tell you what your time limit is. Ready? Let's begin. You better be stroking that fucking cock. Fuck. Oh, God. Do need you to come. I need you to follow the rules, but I do need you to come. Please. You like wrapping your hand around that erection while looking at her, don't you? Just like the very first time you did it. Oh, let me ask you something. Oh, when you ran your fingers up and down your dick like you did for the first time, did you know what would happen at the end? Something tells me you didn't. You didn't know. I can only imagine the fear you must have felt. The excitement. As you got closer, closer to the edge. As your balls started to tighten and your cock started to jump. And that feeling as you felt your cum exciting in your balls. And traveling up your fucking dick and doing your best to hold back. Realizing there was nothing you could do about it. That it was going to happen no matter whether you wanted it to or not. Shocked at that first spurt of cum that came out of the end of your cock. That feeling of helplessness as you weren't able to stop ejaculating after wave and wave came out of you as your body just began to spasm. As your eyes rolled back into the back of your head and just, oops, time's up. Hands off. You couldn't stroke much, huh? I bet that was absolute agony. Do you want a stroke? Is that all you want to do right now? I'll tell you what. I'm gonna let you stroke. No, really. I'm not fucking around this time. I'll let you do it while you have an erection. Does that sound fair? I'm glad you're happy. You've been so good. I'm gonna count down from 100. And I want you to stroke your shaft however you want. Do not touch the head until I give you permission. You're not allowed to come until I say so. You can slow all the way down to the point where you're barely moving your hand, but at no point are you allowed to stop stroking. So my advice is to go nice and slow. And try not to edge. If you start to prematurely ejaculate, then start stroking as fast as you can, but you're not allowed to stop until I say hands off. Yes, I know it'll hurt, and I don't care how many times you end up coming. You'll also have to listen to the punishment audio tomorrow, and that is why you should do your best to not come without permission. Ready? 100. 90, 89, 88, 87, 86, 85, 84, 83, 82, 81, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 29, 28, 27, 26, 10, get ready, 9, that's right, 8, stroke faster, 7, get closer, 6, this is it, 5, almost there, 4, closer to the edge, 3, get ready to come, 2, hold that edge, 3, keep riding your edge, 4, that's right, we're going back up, 5, stay on the edge, 6, stroke however you want, 7, but don't come, 8, stay on that edge, 9, while I count back up to 100, 10, 91, get closer, 92, get right on that edge, 93, to the point where you're about to burst, 94, and that cock keeps twitching, 95, don't blow, 96, this is real this time, 97, I'm gonna let you come, 98, or maybe I'm just fucking with you, 99, keep stroking, take one finger and press it against the underside of your cock. That sensitive spot. Rub it slowly. Stay on the edge, but don't come. And don't take your finger off. 100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91, 90, 89, 87, 86, 85, 84, 83, 82, 81, 80, 79, 78, 77, 76, 74, 73, 72, 71, 70, 69, 68, 67, 66, 65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60, 59, 58, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 23. 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, rub harder, 8, faster, 7, get closer, 6, right on the brink, 5, 4, get ready to come, 3, 2, hands off, pinch the tip of your cock with your fingers, hold your breath, pinch it hard, back off that edge, keep pinching. Intense, isn't it? It's a mean but effective way to back off an edge. Stop pinching, hands off. That was nice, wasn't it? You said you wanted a stroke. You never said anything about coming. Oops, I forgot. You can breathe again. Oh, is that too much? Do you want a break? Suck it up. We're not done. Get your hand back on that dick. I'm going to count down from 100, and I want you to edge as many times as you can. So stroke as hard and as fast as you can to get close. And the second you do, take your hand off that dick and back off that edge as quickly as you can. And then do it again and again and again. Do as many edges as you can before the countdown is over. The higher the number, the easier it'll be for you after this. And keep account of the number of the edges you manage to do. Let's call it X for future reference. So if you manage to do 20 edges, then X will be 20. Got it? Good. Ready? 100, 99, 98, 97, 96, 95, 94, 93, 92, 91, 90, 89, 88, 87, 86, 85, 84, 83, 82, 81, 80. 79, 78, 77, 76, 75, 74, 73, 72, 71, 70, 69, 68, 67, 66, 65, 64, 63, 62, 61, 60, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46. I enjoy playing with you. 55. I forgot where I was. 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40. 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18. 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Hands off. Oh, are your balls about to burst? Do you just want to come? Is that all you want to do? All right, I'm going to let you come. For real this time. So get ready. Hand on your cock and make sure you can access your balls as well. Stroke as hard and as fast you can. You have 5 seconds to get to an edge. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now hold it. Ride the edge as I count down. 10. Stay as close as you can. 9. I fucking mean it. 8. Get closer. 7. 6. Are you ready? I'm not fucking around. 4. As close as you can. 3. This is it. 2. Hands off your cock. That's right. Hands off your cock. Now squeeze your balls. Keep squeezing until the cum dribbles out of your cock. You said you wanted a cum. You never said you wanted an orgasm. Squeeze your balls until that cum dribbles out without any pleasure. 5. Keep squeezing. 4. Almost out of time. 3. I hope you came. 2. Hands off. If you didn't come, then I guess you weren't on an edge while I was counting down. So if you didn't come, then turn this off and listen to the punishment audio tomorrow. Do you want an orgasm? Is that what you really want? Be careful what you wish for. Take that cum and rub it all over the head of your cock. I don't care if it's sensitive. Now keep palming the head using only your cum as lube. I'm going to count down, and when I get to 1, I want you to make yourself cum. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come. Keep palming the head. That's right. I know it fucking hurts. Don't you fucking stop. That's right, bitch. You wanted an orgasm, so you better fucking take it. Keep palming. Your body's convulsing and you just can't fucking take it anymore, but I don't really fucking care. Rub harder. 1, 2, 3. I know you're no longer aroused, but don't you fucking stop. 4. Keep rubbing. 5. The most sensitive spots. 6. You're not turned on anymore. 7. You feel guilty. 8. Are you ashamed at what a fucking pervert you are? 9. Listening to someone tell you how to hurt yourself. 10. This is what you wanted. 11. Don't you fucking turn this off. 12. Until I'm done. 13. You want to stop rubbing. 14. Too sensitive now. 15. Is your cock starting to shrink? 16. Alright, stop rubbing. Remember X? The number of edges you did? Pause the recording and come back in X number of minutes. So if you did 20 edges, pause the recording. Clean up, relax, and then come back after 20 minutes and hit play. Remember, the number of minutes is equal to the number of edges. Got it? All right, pause now. You're back? Good. If you haven't taken the handkerchief off your neck yet, you can. I guess I forgot to tell you that earlier. In case you haven't already, put your pants and underwear back on. I'm going to give you some instructions while you're listening, and feel free to look at any pictures that you find arousing, but don't touch your cock. You have until I'm done talking to get hard. So by the time I'm done, if you can't get an erection, here's what you're going to do. Remember X. You're not allowed to touch yourself or even look at anything for X number. And after X number of days have passed, listen to the punishment audio. If you manage to get hard by the time I'm done talking, then I want you to lie on your stomach and grind your cock against the mattress. You have to edge X number of times doing this. You can take as much time as you want. I want you to enjoy it. And when you're done edging, then I want you to fall asleep in the same position while gently grinding against the bed. You're not allowed to come. In case you have a wet dream, then for the next X number of days, you're not allowed to masturbate normally. Whenever you want to release, you can do it only in the way described in the punishment audio. So, try your best not to come in your sleep. If you wake up with dry pants tomorrow, that means you won. And that's about it. I hope your dick is erect, because if you don't have an erection now, you're pretty much fucked, because I'm done talking. Good night.